Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Ziva, Days of Our Lives and Friends. This week we'll be discussing the last week of Days of Our Lives. So if you'd like to call in and talk to us, join us at 914-338-1239, and we're also Skype friendly. And you can join us daily at our blog at divaofdaysofourlives.blogspot.com. We're on Facebook at Diva Days, and we're also on Twitter at Diva of Dole. And here at Blog Talk Radio, you can friend us and you can follow us. We appreciate if you could do that. And tonight we have Marianne.
Hi, everyone.
Anna.
Hello.
And Miss Madeline.
Hi, guys.
Hey, and Anna, I want you to go first. I want you to plug Lauren's show this Wednesday.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Gee, that's a struggle. Thank you. Twist my arm. No, if you don't already know, everybody, Lauren Coslow is appearing in this Wednesday night episode of Criminal Minds Suspect Behavior. It airs at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central, and I don't know how the rest of it works. But anyway, we're not sure exactly. We know that that the character gets tortured, we'll say, but so we're not looking forward to that part, but it should be a lot of fun to see her in a different role, and we're looking forward to that, and she's also doing a chat on Tuesday night at 9 p.m. Eastern time with the Salem Gazette, so we'll be able to hear from her a little bit this week, and the Cosbys are looking forward to that.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you for the opportunity to share that.
Sure. Well, first I wanted to start with the Emmy prenoms.
I'm sorry. Did I say that out loud?
Go ahead. Yeah, so we'll go down the list. How do you guys your opinion? Okay, lead actor with Peter Reckell and James Scott. So, Marianne, what did you think of those picks over John Aniston?
Well, John Aniston should be there. I think James Scott should be there. Of course, I'm a big James Scott fan, but I think John Aniston, and I like Peter Reckell too, but I think this year John Aniston should have been in there.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe over Peter Reckell.
Yeah, the other pre-nominee was Galen Gehring. I forgot to mention that. So John Aniston, Galen
Gehring. Didn't make it?
Together. He didn't make it, though. Oh, my gosh. I'm shocked.
All the pimping from the producers, and he's still
making it. Maybe they're going to do it this year when he's playing dual roles.
I like the second rate, though, a lot better than the original.
Yeah, but I still don't see much of a difference. I'm sorry, but a little bit, yeah.
But
I'm still not impressed. I'm still not impressed how he's handling the second rate. Mm-hmm.
I see the first rate and the second rate, but simply two different sides of the same person. There is no way.
There's no subtle. No, there's no.
You know what cracks me up that this the spoiler clip for Monday is Sammy wants the old Rafe back. And basically,
keep this one. He's a little better, yeah.
And basically, it's all about she just doesn't like what this one does in bed.
I think so. She likes the wild, sex.
Based on how eager he was to actually do it with her, it's probably been a while since he's gotten some or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe he's out of practice. We don't know what he looked like before the surgery.
That's true. That's a good point.
I mean, there could have been a reason why he signed up for this job. And it wouldn't have been because he was wanting to be near Sammy Brady all the time.
Yeah. Both my sons were like, Mom, who was that guy before he was raped? And I'm like, we don't know, honey. And we're probably never going to find out. That would quite require some thought.
Yeah, or some character history.
Yeah, okay. Oh, let's go to the other category. Okay, lead actress, Christian Afonso and Allison Sweeney, and Lauren Coslow and Crystal Chappelle were not picked this year.
Yeah.
What'd
not
you
guys happy think about Lauren not getting it.
No. No. Lauren should be in there. I'm glad, well, Crystal Chappelle, that doesn't, I don't really care about that. I don't think she
either.
Did that, not much on Days anyway.
Mm-mm.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
yeah,
sure,
but Lauren should have been in there. But.
I mean, those scenes with even just the breakup scenes between Stefano and Kate were, it was like watching this, like, two-character play. Like, you were just gripped. Mm-hmm. It was just gripping. And if you notice, I'm sure a lot of people noticed that the scenes were longer than the normal. Like, Diva had mentioned the 10-second scenes that we get for Days of Our Lives. You know, they don't delve into the emotion of things a lot. Well, if you go back and watch those scenes were really a lot longer than the normal 10-second scenes that we get. And I think there are a couple reasons for that. One, there was no question it was holding the audience's attention. I mean, they were just, like I said, gripping. Even if you're not that big of a fan of the characters, you had to be, you know, pulled in by their performances. But also because these characters have some depth and they were actually written with some depth and acted with some depth, there wasn't a need to keep cutting away. So I thought it was great that they actually allowed them to play it out just as if it were a play or something. It just really, really was happy about that. So anyway, it doesn't happen very often that we get those kinds of long scenes and everything, but I like that.
I'll be curious to know what Christian Alfonso used for a tape.
Well, they didn't have a tape.
I'm
curious if she used Nighttime Hope or not.
On Twitter on Friday, she was asking people what she should use.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So
she really, so they really weren't submitting at this stage. It was just
no. And I think people were saying Alice's funeral. She should submit that stuff.
Oh yeah,
that would be a suggestion.
Yeah.
And some people thought the Hope confronted Carly, and that was a good scene too.
Also, when she was about to burn up Bo, those scenes like weren't those pretty good? From what I remember, like when she was having the meltdown. No, you didn't like them.
It was Nighttime Hope.
So. I don't know. Maybe I'm getting that confused. Weren't there some good scenes in there where she realizes that he's recording her or something? I don't know. I thought some of that was good.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway.
They're going up against people though who have serious writers and write serious scenes. And
was Valley Sweeney nominated before?
Very well.
I don't know.
One thing I can think of is with Allie is with Sarah Sammy.
That's why I think Lauren would have been a better choice.
Oh yeah. Way
better.
Yeah,
over.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm happy for Christian. But
mm-hmm.
I am too. I think Lauren and I'm just sorry they didn't. Joe didn't submit his name. If that's why he wasn't on the list, because he didn't submit it, I think he should have. He certainly has. I just killed for the day that John Aniston and Joe Muscola are the two people who end up on the pre-nom list for lead actor. That would just be killer.
Yeah, and I had a discussion.
They certainly. Go ahead.
Oh, I had a discussion with someone on the blog. They thought Jonathan wasn't a lead this year. I'm like, I think he was. I mean, he was the lead on Law storyline.
He had more episodes than he's had since 1991. It was one of
I mean, the
argument
stuff.
Either way. And I mean, every other soap is doing the same thing. A lot of vets don't get as much airtime, but they still put themselves in as lead. So, you know, I think it's a silly semantic argument.
Yeah, the thing is that, too.
Just for out of boredom.
Yeah. He was submitted supporting, though. He might have gotten it.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, I don't think they really, they didn't really have a choice.
Put his name in so many years and never gotten it. So,
I think the shows kind of put them in certain categories. I don't think they necessarily, They may have submitted, you know, what, thrown their name.
What I understand is the actor who decides, although though considering that I hear a certain producer on this show decides everything,
mm-hmm.
maybe that's not true with this. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I thought it was the actor, too.
It's not always.
I think the producers have a huge say, though.
Yeah, I think that actually is true.
Well, if they had a huge say, then mm-hmm. a few years ago when Tao put himself in his lead, that wouldn't have happened.
Well, they didn't want him to submit at all. I mean, he did it on his own. He had no support at all from producers.
Yeah.
And he got a nomination out of it. So, I mean.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes actors know his best.
Yeah, he did that on his own. Mm-hmm.
That was completely on his own. No, he had no support. They wanted James Scott. So, supporting actor, we have Sean Christian and J. Kenneth Johnson. Now, Sean Christian, I could see it with the betrayal scenes. When he finds out that Parker's not his kid, I thought he was pretty good at that. Jay, Kenneth, I can't really think of anything. And I thought Eric Martzoff was a little better than Jay this year.
Oh, yeah, I think so. Yeah, I like Jay, but I think Eric did a much better job. Mm-hmm.
Well, I liked Eric this week when he was with Joe, but when him and Philip were on the pier and mm-hmm. Philip finds out that he took over the company. I thought Jay was fantastic, and I don't know. I like Eric, but I don't think he's. I don't think he's that fabulous.
And I'm liking Jay this week. Too as Philip standing behind Chloe.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Really,
I love
the scenes with Kate and Molly. Really pulling them off. Oh. I loved
him telling Kate that he is just like his father and she better watch out.
And it's funny, I always didn't like Chloe and I was like really, really rooting for Kate, like, oh yeah, kill, you know, the brownies, and it's funny how it's like kinda you're like, get her, you know? Now it's making Nadia is making me feel really sorry for her, and Kate and Molly are the ones that are, you know, that you're kind of like rooting against. Although, you know, I still love Kate.
Well, don't get me wrong, but it's all turned.
I was rooting for Kate before to get to kill Nadia, and now it's like I'm feeling sympathize with Nadia.
We can sympathize with Chloe more, whether or not you've had a child or been pregnant or whatever. I mean, something in you as a woman says, you know, hey, this is there before the grace of God go I. You know, that's something that really does happen.
Get her help, you know.
Although I always love Kate no matter what. Her behavior right now is a little less rootable, we'll say.
She's not as rootable.
Well,
as
not that
before,
I don't love seeing it. Love seeing her, though. She's still so much fun.
Oh, she's amazing,
My thing with Nadia and Eric is I think that, yes, they're showing more, but I don't think they have, they're very good at doing certain things, and the writers are catching on to that and putting them in those situations, and they've improved, but I just, I see Jay showing an awful lot more ability to do whatever they want him to do.
I just wish he wasn't leaving now.
I know.
I'd like to see him and Chloe get together. I could see that now. I mean, the way, just love how he's like standing behind her and stuff. So
I know part of it is me. Part of it is I like rooting for the underdog, and suddenly Chloe is the underdog, and she is. She's doing a good job with this.
She is. And did you notice no makeup?
I just don't see her being half the actress that Suzanne or Luis Sorrell is. But it just doesn't make any sense that she gets that nom. And
they don't.
And putting her in Ariane Zucker in the same category is just laughable.
She's not the actress those other three are,
I kind of feel the same way about Sean Christian. I know lots of people liked, his performance, but I have a hard time taking him seriously.
That's
just
me.
I don't know, Madeline, does that come from the fact that, you know, he's like already hitting on his patient, that he just, it's like the character already.
He, as an actor, has not been able to get me past what the writers have done.
Right.
And if he's that good of an actor, he should have been able to do. Ariane Zucker has done that for me. She's been able to get me past what the writers have done.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Oh yeah.
That is that is what tells you, you know, that an actor is fabulous.
Right.
And deserves that.
Right, and Joe and Laura, no matter what material they get, they do an awesome job, you know.
Yeah.
Even when sometimes it's not readable or you can't, don't really understand why.
Well, Joe is fabulous, but he's not getting me to watch Race. Sorry.
Well, that strategy didn't work.
Some of those scenes, he is. He's really good in them, but
after about two of them, it's the same thing over and over. Kill one of them.
Yeah, I mean, it's the same thing. Someone goes in and taunts Rafe, and Rafe's second tries to hit them through the bars. He can't.
I don't know if we should do this now, but I have something to say about that storyline, but maybe we should wait until we actually talk about the storyline so we can get through the list.
Don't forget. I want to know. Suzanne Rogers flat out got screwed. And I think of everybody, she probably got screwed the most, but she had Mickey's death to deal with and Alice's death and being locked in sarcophagus.
Sadly, I think Suzanne
she got screwed over because the writing for both of those was just really
bad. Her, John, Louise. Yeah.
She just did not, I mean, Mickey's death was a joke. We got to see her grief for what, all of 10 minutes?
No, she didn't do that as well. She was grooming for them on just this past Valentine's Day.
Yeah, that was nice. I like that.
Yeah,
that was nice to see. But, I mean, they've given her, I mean, for the funeral itself, it wasn't enough for a character like Mickey.
Oh, no. Her
and they did a better job on Alice's, but not nearly what it should have been.
Right. They don't do that. They're just too cheap to do grand anymore. Funerals should be grand. Mm-hmm. I mean, neither one of them got a real funeral.
Dina Higley couldn't do grand if it sat up and showed itself to her so that she had all she had to do was copy it. I'm sorry.
we even mentioned last week, Hope didn't have a trial. That was all off screen. And the Ejoli Wedding Reception, we'll get to that too. That was just flipping awful. Holy cow, was that bad. It's hard to get Emmy nominations when the writing is so bad. I mentioned this in my blog post I did this week, what Days Could Learn from the Bay.
Yeah, that was great.
The producing's bad, the acting's bad, the writing is bad, the editing is bad. So,
the production values are the worst I've ever seen them.
Yeah, the directing is bad.
Although I was telling a friend, I watched last week, I sat and watched, and I don't believe I actually did this. I actually watched the Mexico episode where they had the fake Stefano. Now, I watched this when it was on, but I must have blocked it out because it was worse than anything I even see now. It was god-awful.
When was that? Frank Letta
playing Stefano. And they always came down to Mexico to find out who John really is because Roman is shown back up in 1991. And they couldn't get
I barely remember that.
And they had a fake Stefano, and oh my God, I can't. It was worse than Wave.
I barely remember.
New Salem. It was worse than Iraq.
Wow.
I barely remember that.
Joke.
I don't think I watched much then. 90,
91. Yeah,
I was watching because I wanted to see what they were going to do with Roman and John and I vaguely remember some of it, but I don't remember.
I remember him.
It was just.
Yeah,
the parts of Victor were actually pretty good, and Crystal Chappelle, that was too bad. But oh my God, the Stefano stuff.
Now I want to see it now that you're talking
values
about
were
it.
Good. Now
yeah,
the production values are, it's just ugly.
Mm-hmm.
I was looking at the hospital in episodes that I watched this week. They have it looking like a prison. Now, I don't think it's just the paint. I think it's the lighting, too, but I swear it looks like the inside of a prison. They painted my junior high school that way when I after I left, but I used to live across the street, and I remember
their lighting
thinking,
isn't too good.
Why the hell would you paint a junior high school gray, steel gray? That's the way the hospital looks. Okay, someone else's turn.
Now, where were we?
Okay. Yeah.
Well, yeah. Let's get through these nominees.
Yeah,
because most of the rest of them are like, ugh.
Yeah,
like, okay, whatever.
Oh, yeah.
It's the only
yes.
two they have,
so
they got to pick
Shelley
somebody.
Shelley Henning deserves hers.
Yeah, younger male Casey Dietrich and Chandler Massey, and then younger female Molly Burnett and Shelley Henning.
I thought Shelley did a great job with those scenes where she was just crazy and insecure and all as painful as it was to watch a girl be like that, I mean,
mm-hmm.
she has absolutely no reason to be like that. I mean, you know, she's
mm-hmm.
Stephanie Jones.
Yeah, look at the girl that they have.
Former race
really.
Car driver,
yeah.
You know, beautiful, the whole bit.
Beautiful,
but,
yeah.
You know, supposedly smart, you know, whatever. But, I mean, so I'm sure as an actress, that was probably hard for her to have to play that kind of character, knowing that it was had almost zero rootability. But you know, she surrendered to it. I mean, she just,
mm-hmm.
she put it out there. And, you know, so even though her character that I haven't really liked and that I haven't really been too excited to, you know, have around, I thought with the material that she was given, I thought she really went with it and it was believable within the context of the story.
It was a lot more believable than Melanie has been for me.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, I like Melanie in some things. Like she, the character gets on my nerves sometimes, but I do like her. I think she's, you know, I think she can be a good actress.
Mm-hmm.
I think. So I don't know. I mean, it kind of, I don't know. She certainly got a lot more screen time than Shelley, but
mm-hmm.
I'd say as far as memorable scenes, Shelley probably has some good ones to submit, I think, this year, for this last year.
I mean, Molly will win. Oh, well.
Yeah. Yeah, and with the guys, there really wasn't much of a choice. Ellen would have been Dylan Patton, the first Will, and somehow.
I think Chandler Massey came in, did a good job. I mean,
he did.
I remember some of his early scenes.
Mm-hmm.
Some of his early scenes were with, I mean, like when he was with Stefano and those scenes and Stefano and Kate and everything. I mean, for a kid, for somebody who's, you know, 22 or whatever, he came in and I thought he held his own in those scenes, being brand new
mm-hmm.
on the show and everything. Of course, he had the support of very talented actors in those scenes with him.
Right.
But I thought he was very convincing in terms of, whereas I like the other kid that played the character, but I thought, you know,
I like this one better.
But he cannot make me watch it.
This kid's more mature, and you know, he's more he's a stronger actor. He's older, a little bit older than the other kid, but
mm-hmm.
I thought he was very impressive. I thought I could really buy that he had this strong perspective and strong, you know, attitude and everything without overacting it and everything.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. And he's also really cute with a lot of kids.
I like him and Chad together, but I can't. He's not enough to make me watch a scene with him and Ray's little sister.
Abby?
Sorry.
Yeah,
no, not
two,
Abby.
Those two have zero chemistry.
Who's Ray's sister?
Gabby.
Gabby.
Yeah, so Chad,
Gabby.
Yeah. Okay. So Chad and Will are going to
have Gabby and Abby
that rhyme. Abby and Gabby.
Anyway, him and Chad, they're fun to watch, but he's not enough to make me watch him. And
mm-hmm.
I like him with his brothers and sisters. I like
yeah.
him with Chad, but him and his mother, I couldn't care less about. And him and Gabby, and there's a whole lot of other choices.
I liked him with Stefano. That's basically Stefano.
Yeah, well, we don't get to see him with Stefano.
Yeah,
well,
I know.
They should have let him go. They should have figured out a way to get him to the wedding before Stefano left it. But so anyway, that's something.
Okay, so Madeline, what were you going to tell us before? What was the? I knew I was going to forget.
So about Rafe and Rafe's storyline.
Yeah.
Oh, I was watching. I was trying to.
mm-hmm.
I was trying to watch those scenes with Joe and Galen, and you know they didn't get to be the same after a while. Joe's great, but I
mm-hmm.
think the writers have this misconception about writing a storyline like this, because it's worked in the past because someone's cared about the person who is the victim.
Mm-hmm.
When they did it with Tony and Andre, the audience liked Tony, so they cared
right.
about what happened to him.
Mm-hmm.
And when they did it with John, they had I think it was a little different personally. I think the majority of the audience cared about Marlena because they didn't make
mm-hmm.
a story about John and Kristen.
mm-hmm.
They didn't make Maison on Blanche about John and Kristen. They made it about Marlena.
Remember John's awful beard on that scene? Remember the beard?
Yeah.
The Maison
yeah.
Blanche
yeah.
beard, that was bad. That was gross.
Yeah,
I mean,
it was.
That's the thing. Rafe's clean shaven, so that's a problem.
Yeah.
Right there.
But they had, well, they probably let him shave. I mean, his prison is awfully dang clean.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, I mean, there was audience that cared about somebody in the situation that Stefano was torturing. And there isn't. There's nobody in this situation who I can see that I care about. Hell, I'm siding more with EJ than I am with Rafe or Sammy or anybody who's getting hurt. I don't really care about
yeah.
any of them.
Somebody
Sammy
wrote in.
Sammy shot somebody in the head and she got off the hook. Why should I feel sorry for her?
That's true.
You know?
Yeah, we totally forgot about that. Yeah, she got away with
know,
that.
I seriously don't care about anybody they have the demurs torturing. So, this, you know, from that standpoint, I just don't see the storyline, not to mention the fact that they're using somebody
yeah.
who can't convince
yeah,
me.
Yeah, we're rooting for the demurs to get rid of him, for both of
oh,
them.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
You know, and that's,
you need
yeah,
to
that's
to do
another
it.
Thing. Why?
Yeah.
I mean, they had EJ explaining to Stefano on, what
that's
was it, like Tuesday
reason.
Or something, why they needed to keep Rafe around. And his explanation didn't work.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing in that explanation
no.
made
make
me
sense.
Give me any reason to think, why don't you just kill him?
Yeah, really.
Yeah. Well, there's a spoiler that says Stefano believes that Rafe has outlived his usefulness. I believe that on day one. I mean,
mm-hmm.
you know,
yeah.
why did it take Stefano so long? You know? I don't
Stefano's
think he
slipping here.
From the very beginning. But
oh, well, don't get me started on what they're doing with Stefano. They need EJ to point out to Stefano that Rafe is stuck in the basement and doesn't know what the hell they're doing to Allie, whether they do
yeah.
or not.
Well,
yeah.
remember, there for a while, they were making Rafe explain to Stefano things. So, you know, like back when, during the kidnapping
yeah,
and all
well,
that.
Yeah, well, that was worse.
They're like,
yes, that's
okay,
true.
The guy that doesn't have a brain is explaining this to a Demira. Okay.
Well, we're talking about writers that don't have a brain either, so. Right. But anyway, that was my rant for the hour today.
Yeah, the whole thing is just amazingly dumb. And yeah, I think you just don't cheer for Rafe to get out. You just don't care. And
I
the thing is,
you at least see him tortured. I mean, like really tortured. That would be like rootable, maybe. But,
yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not rooting for him to get out, but I sure am rooting for this to be over one
yeah.
way or another. Because
mm-hmm.
it's so bad.
Do you think it's a positive sign that, I mean, I sort of feel a little bit of hope that they changed. I mean, I'm not thrilled with the Tamara Braun recast, but because I just don't know why we need Taylor at this point after
yeah.
seeing the lack of chemistry that these two have. I mean, at first I was actually kind of eager to see how that would work because I figured James could have chemistry with anyone, but turns out there's actually someone on the planet that he really doesn't click with, in my opinion. And it's not his fault. I'm just saying.
Oh, he's trying.
The way they're writing it, oh, my gosh, it's so bad. I mean, it's just so bad. And how many times have we seen those the flashbacks of the non-event? I mean, that's the sad part. It's like, I mean, at least with Chloe and Daniel's flashback, she had an orange glow. But, I mean, this, you don't even have the glow. I mean, there's just nothing. And I thought those were bad. But it's almost more painful to see.
The best part about watching on YouTube is that I can just skim over that part and just don't even have to fast forward. I can just make it disappear.
I'm looking at a picture with Philip holding Parker, and they're both smiling. Oh, my gosh.
That baby is so beautiful.
I'm telling you, I'm so sad that he's leaving because he's so good, and he can't. When he gets great material, he's just. I mean, like I think Madeline said earlier, he can do just about anything. Or I'm not sure who it was, but yeah, he's really got a lot of range. So I wish him well, but I'm gonna miss him. And that little baby is adorable. Oh, so I don't know. I don't really want
to. Cutest smile, and he's just like so happy.
I know his mom's jumping off the bridge. His mom's jumping off the bridge, and he's like, I'm the cutest kid ever. He's just darling.
I haven't been that big a fan of Maggie and Victor, but I have to say I like that scene where Maggie brought Parker over to see Victor.
Oh, yeah.
Beaming up at his grandfather. That was so sweet.
Oh, that was adorable.
Speaking of Parker and Naughty and Chloe jumping off into the river, you know, did you see when Philip supposedly brought Chloe in, Busta raced her in, I don't know, brought her in. Well, and then everybody's asking, how's Parker? How did he get Chloe and Parker to the hospital? They never really explained that. The first thing, it struck me right away. I'm there, wait a minute. How did, if he ran with Chloe.
It wouldn't even give one stupid line to explain.
No.
They said he was downstairs and that someone was watching.
Yeah, but how did he get? Yeah. He said, where's Parker? Somebody's watching him. He's downstairs. They're watching him. Well, how did he get there? If you ran, you jumped in the river, brought Chloe up, and you're soaking wet, and you run. Obviously, he took her to the. I don't think he called an ambulance
he
came
right
in with her.
ER. Yeah.
Right to the ER. He comes in. He's soaking wet. She's soaking wet, and the baby's in the stroller. So. They're just lazy writing. I mean, it's just I thought of that right away. I'm there. Wait a minute, this doesn't make sense.
Yeah, it would have made more sense if he left.
I guess I shouldn't expect much. I guess
I can count more things on an episode that I'm supposed to be ignoring lately than things that are interesting to watch. That's sad.
Yeah, there.
Right.
Yeah, I know. Really.
But this whole thing was fixable. They could have had Chloe leave the baby in the house, and then Philip and Maggie both just figure out that Chloe's left alone with the baby. They both go to Maggie's house. Maggie stays with the baby. Philip goes to the pier and finds Chloe. That would have made more sense than having the baby on the pier. So that way,
I did enjoy seeing wet Chloe. That part.
Yeah, the baby Parker is making this whole storyline.
And you would think Parker would at least be a little wet, you know, because his mom and dad are both wet, so it's like he would have come in kind of wet. Maybe this is a technical thing.
Okay,
I don't know.
Jack and Jennifer made me laugh out loud.
But we're not supposed to think they don't think the audience is like catching on to some of their stupid mistakes that they make. I guess
they don't care.
I guess either
they think we're stupid.
I guess. Yeah.
Well, Save Jack and Jennifer in the chat room made me laugh out loud. She wrote, "Well, you can reject your own heart." So Parker maybe pushed himself in a stroller or called a cab.
Wouldn't put it past the
writer
to try and say it either.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
You just stroll
yourself
right over
the visual on that alone. Sorry, that was funny.
That was funny. Yeah. So basically, Parker's
making
a story
work. And his father regenerated a leg, so.
Yeah.
You know. It's all possible. And so,
oh, yeah. Because he can't walk with a limp anymore, I don't think.
Yeah.
No, because they told him to stop doing it. They, no,
it's
Tom
a note,
told him to stop doing it.
All about that. Yeah.
Yeah. Jeez, people are so stupid. But okay,
well,
I would do.
Well, then the whole part with Chloe letting Kate in the house and confiding in her. Excuse me, this woman tried to kill her.
She didn't confide
about her depression to Kate.
She didn't learn. I mean, she let Vivian. No, Vivian talked her into Daniel having an affair. And
yeah.
she listened to Vivian.
So now she's listening to Kate. Throw away your pills.
Well, the thing is, too, this whole PPD thing is being treated very poorly, flat out.
Yes.
Everybody's calling her crazy. She's not crazy.
She's not crazy.
A breakdown. She's not crazy.
Yeah.
No.
She's sick, but she's not, like, insane and she'll never be cured. This is temporary. This is hormones.
Which is what Philip was trying to explain to Melanie. She keeps calling her insane and Philip says all she needs is help and you know this is temporary, we can get her help and you know
right.
I'm not surprised that Melanie calling anybody insane. She should know.
Yeah, and that too, and they're saying, oh, making a big deal about the pills, because they want to blame the thing, the whole
because
thing.
It could happen to Melanie too. She's pregnant, has
right.
a baby, it could be you know, exactly.
Which
I was hoping Philip would say that to her, but he didn't.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, too, they're all trying to blame this on Kate. From the time that passed that Chloe got the pills until she jumped off the pier was, like, less than 24 hours. So even if she would have taken one pill, it probably wouldn't have affected her at all.
It takes weeks for those.
Yeah.
It takes weeks and months sometimes for that to work. Yeah.
And they have to be adjusted, and they have to keep checking on her. I mean, if she would have popped one pill that day, she still probably could have jumped off the pier. And sometimes those pills...
Yes.
Negative side effects, it might have made her more depressed.
True.
A good idea to go with that story, but they've just executed it poorly.
There's a lot they could have done with that. Yeah.
Yeah, but they're all saying, oh, she has the pills now. She's going to be fine now. She has the pills. It's like,
in 1 or 2 days, she'll be fine.
Yeah, she needs someone. She really needs
to
get this kid to show up.
Well, and when Chloe is the tool in the box, that's scary, because she was the one who told Daniel, you can't give me a pill and expect that to fix everything.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And when she's the one trying to explain that to everybody, there's something wrong.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it just doesn't make any... I think they're going to get complaints. This is so bad.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I mean, you're dealing with a mostly female audience. And like I said earlier, you know, even if you haven't... I mean, as a woman, you may not have experienced postpartum depression yourself. You may not have had a kid yourself, but you know somebody who has.
Well, you don't have to have kids to have had hormone imbalances.
Well,
be a woman.
Absolutely.
And I've had kids, and I went through it with one of mine, with my second one. Not to that extent, but a little bit of it and part of it, and it was recognized, and I got help, but yes, and that's when I see this, and it's just like, ugh, they could have done this so much better, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But and I've known people that have had it a lot worse too. So, and it is, you know, it is a real thing, and it's, you know, and I just don't like the way that they were handling it. But but anyway,
well, even that one,
and
thing,
I didn't expect it. I didn't expect them to either.
Yeah, Maggie told Chloe looked like hell, like, oh, why don't you go lay down with the baby? It's like, Maggie, why don't you watch the baby and let that poor girl get some sleep? How the hell is Chloe laying down with the baby going to get her any rest?
Right, right. And you do need somebody to step in and help you, whether it be with what Philip is the one that's doing what he's supposed to be doing.
Well, no, but he's always coming in. He's busy.
And he got a haircut, so I love him to death.
Yeah. But he's just visiting his son. He is not taking the kid.
That's true.
Not
yet. No.
Philip and Parker have never been at the Kyriakos mansion at the same time. He should have the kid at least half the week. And he's not. He's just popping in, looking at the baby for 10 minutes, and he leaves. That's not giving Chloe any relief. That's not helping her at all.
Well, do I hear that he's supposed to move in with Melanie and they take the baby? Did they take the baby from...
I don't know. It says in the spoilers that Philip discovers that Kate and Melanie are conspiring against Chloe. And the thing that about this is that, you know, for the longest time after they had their Parker creating experience that was flashbacked often, they acted like they almost couldn't stand to be in the same room together. You know, it was almost like, ooh, ick, I hope we just forget about this. And I hated that. I wasn't an original Chloe fan from the back in the day, but I've always liked their chemistry together since I started watching the show again, and was kind of rooting for that to finally happen. And the way they were writing them, it was like, oh, this is never going to happen. Well, now with this story, you know, with the postpartum depression and him really coming, I mean, he's not taking care of Parker per se, but he is standing up for Chloe. Finally, he's acting like he actually had a relationship with her at one time and cared about her. Mm-hmm. And I love that, except for now we know he's leaving, so it's like it's kind of bittersweet.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, because I sure hoped, I don't want to see a recast in that role, but...
Well, yeah, we are seeing some of, you know, he had a relationship with her, but not to the extent it should have been, considering how they felt about each other.
Mm-hmm.
It should have been a lot more. And it shouldn't have taken depression on her part to make it that way. I mean, it just makes it seem like that was the only reason he's, you know, able to look at her side of it. And it shouldn't have been that way. Not with the relationship they had in the past.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm glad. I'm not sorry. I'm just saying. I just don't think it should have taken that. Then why did they need a reason?
Yeah, I mean, that's what's so weird about the whole baby thing. It's just that they never looked at each other like, yeah, maybe we should.
The minute
he found out
that kid was his,
mm-hmm.
and that Daniel pushed her away, and that Melanie turned around and left on him,
mm-hmm.
I don't get why he wasn't there for her.
Yeah.
And why she ended up in well, I've forgotten, why did she end up at Maggie's? Who?
Chloe. Bad for her.
Chloe, why she ended up.
Oh. Yeah, Maggie was
afraid.
Where
to go, because Daniel kind of kicked her out, didn't he?
Well, she got a place.
She didn't end up at Maggie's because of Philip, right?
No, it had nothing to do with Philip. No, Maggie did it herself.
Yeah, that's my problem with it right there. He should have been the one helping her. You know, Philip, who cared about her, would have been
right
there.
They come
right
move in with me, you know, move into the mansion. Yeah.
Or find a place. He would have paid for a place for her to be. She wouldn't have had to be done begging to Maggie Horton for a place.
Maggie takes everybody in it.
I know, but that's just...
Having problems. I think that's probably why
they did that, but...
Yeah.
It's just stupid. If they can afford another set for Sammy and Rafe,
Yeah.
A cheapy one at that. But.
Yeah. Okay, I have to talk about the E. Jolie wedding.
Because
I love weddings, and that was just bad. I mean, well, Taylor pretty much ruined the entire wedding in Rock House.
Awful.
She's
a character that clearly can suck the life out of any scene she's in.
Yeah.
Which is sad, because like I said, I've said it more than once, I was actually curious to see what kind of chemistry and whatever those two would have.
Mm-hmm.
But it is so painfully obvious that there is none.
Anti-chemistry.
That it is painful. And, I mean, when he looked, I mean, James can act. And he, in those flashback scenes where he sees her for the first time, and then even when he sees her again at the wedding.
That was bad.
But, I mean, he's starting to look pretty darn close to the deer caught in the headlights look. I mean,
he even did a bad job on that, I thought.
I mean, he's a great actor, I think, but boy,
oh, yeah.
I mean, I don't know if it was the material or just the, well, I'm sure it was the material, but also the lack of chemistry. But
his longing looks.
Seriously, he could have had more chemistry with a blow-up doll than that. I'm not kidding. It was bad.
Yeah.
It was bad.
Oh,
well,
him and Nicole have a good chemistry.
And
much
I'm not,
better.
You know,
writing
I'm not
did
like
him no favors.
And I'm not 100% like jammy. I've always said I like different parts of these different relationships. I even kind of enjoyed E. Jolie this time around more than I did the last.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm not like so like totally anti the idea of Taylor, but boy, this And I don't see how Tamara Braun's going to get, I mean, she's a good actress, but I don't see how she's going to rescue that situation, because I just don't think, I can't see those two having chemistry, to be honest. I mean, I just don't.
They had 100% more than he does with Natalia, believe me. I think. Mm-hmm. Just from when he was her lawyer.
I think,
to some degree, it's the writing, but I mean, if you complain about the writing, then why are him and Nicole enjoyable now?
Well, yeah,
I think they got rid of Natalia because they saw, even before the viewers. But the viewers have been saying, even before they saw them, you can't put EJ with a character like this. That makes no sense.
Well, there was
any Damara. Why would
Damara
be interested in somebody who is this sickeningly sweet?
Mousy,
very good.
That's it.
Oh.
She is.
But you try to cut the girl aside. You know, okay, she's brand new to the set, new trying to get the character. But I mean, just bad. And I'm not trying to trash the actress or anything. I'm sure she's a fine actress, but it's just bad. And I mean, very rarely do you see
to bash her, because she did exactly the same thing on General Hospital, and I hated her just as much there. And she ruined one of my other favorite characters, Nicholas Cassadine, doing exactly the same thing. But at least Nicholas wasn't. They didn't have Nicholas being quite as much. He had an edge because he was a Cassadine, but not like EJ.
I just don't see EJ being attracted to her. There's no spice. There's no edginess or anything. It's just, ugh.
Yeah. She's so.
There's nothing behind it either.
She's so damned earnest. It just makes me want to puke.
Yeah, where did she have a right to dress down Kate? I hope Kate, I missed that.
Did she?
She doesn't know about the brownies yet. Maybe Kate needs to serve her some.
Yeah, she called her monster-in-law.
Monster-in-law.
It was going on left field. I'm like, where did that come from?
I don't know. Kate, just kick her ass.
Just make her some frickin' brownies.
That's what I'm saying.
Jeez, she's just a total bitch. That's the first person Taylor was a bitch to the entire time she's been in Salem is Kate. Been for no reason.
Who was beat up on Kate Day the other day? Seriously. I mean, like, what the heck?
Yeah, Philip was really on
her. I guess you're just sticking up for her sister, I suppose. I don't know. That's the only reason,
I guess.
He saw how Kate was treating
her. They hired Natalia with the idea
Nicole doesn't need anybody to stick up for her. Nicole can handle herself. You know.
I just wonder if they hired Natalia because they wanted to change EJ's character, because that's the impression I draw. And it was Ken Corday's idea, thinking that he could turn him into Tony the way they did in the 80s.
I don't know.
You know, not doing it the right way, but, you know, I kind of wonder if that was the idea, because it just bombed. But I kind of wonder if that was what they were trying to do, which makes me wonder now what they're going to do with Tamara.
Yeah, but Tamara just doesn't.
Because they're not going to have Tamara playing her this way. I can't see that.
I don't think Tamara.
So Tamara is playing Taylor.
She's
not a new character, right? Is she playing Taylor?
She's coming in playing
Taylor. According to the mag, she was playing Taylor. That's what it
said. Oh, okay. She's not a new character. Okay.
No, she is not a new character. I know some people are suggesting
that. So then all of a sudden
they're
going to change Taylor's personality and make her like rougher or edgier?
Well, how?
I don't know.
That's what I
want to
know, because
you can't change just like that. I mean, you can't change somebody just like that.
Short of shooting her in the head and having her come out with a different personality.
Yeah, like how? That's not going to make sense. Well, of course, it makes sense.
Nothing believable, but they don't care about believable, so.
But I have to say I enjoyed the pre-wedding at the Damara Mansion more so than the wedding. I just love Lexi and EJ. Brotherly. Oh, they were, just the teasing.
It made me
sad,
though.
I love to see them.
Because Tony could have been there.
Sorry, it shouldn't have been Chad.
Oh, and when she took that picture and Chad was there, that's where. And that there's another picture from a couple of years ago, the same pose, and Chad is standing where Tony would have been, and the three of them. There's the exact same picture when Lexi took that picture on there. You know, that should be Tony.
Well, the
there,
other thing is,
Chad.
As much as I've been enjoying EJ and Nicole, it just ticks me off to no end that EJ is marrying the woman again who is responsible for his brother being dead.
Right.
Yeah, and she is.
Nicole,
right. She caused the hard
heart.
She's
the reason he is dead. And that's just sick.
Yeah.
Makes me mad.
And he's the one that knew the secret, and guess who? And it was Rafe that actually revealed the secret, and it should have been him. He's the one that knew and was, you know, trying to get people to understand. I don't know. But I did like the whole chemistry with Lexi and EJ. And when she said to Chad, the Demare men are criminally attractive or criminally handsome, and then Stefano comes and he says, they get that from the father's side.
That was cute.
I thought that was cute, yeah.
But I like when Chad walked in and EJ stuck his tongue out at Lexi and said.
yes, that was, I like that. Uh-huh.
What the hell?
Like brother, sister, now.
He cuts out the talk.
Gorgeous, didn't she?
Yeah, she did.
She always looked.
Lexi.
She's beautiful.
Oh, Lexi. Oh, I loved her dress and her hair.
And her hair.
Her hair, yeah. She
she polishes up so beautifully for every wedding I have.
Yeah, just the whole thing with Stefano. Why the hell was he not at the wedding and reception? He was there for a little bit. He leaves to talk to Rafe too, and then he doesn't come back. And it doesn't make he just decides to go home, and Sydney's at home too, and that's like
they took the kids home.
They took the kids. Well, Sydney.
But Johnny spilled something on Nicole's dress or something. Right, he was running
he
and spilled something on the dress. Yeah, so he had to go home. Yeah. Poor Johnny.
The whole thing
Stefano
just,
never came back for the wedding, did they?
He never came back.
No.
He told Keith how proud he was and how happy he was, and he didn't come back. It made no sense at all.
I did have to laugh at his conversation with Rafe about EJ getting married again. That was amusing. Not because of Rafe, but I thought that was him getting on the horse again, even.
That was funny.
Joe's dialogue is always funny.
But, I mean, the whole wedding was, they just wrote it as such a joke.
Well,
like,
and,
there was no,
and it's also
no cake, you know, no throwing the bouquet. I mean, they cut out all the traditional stuff. I mean,
I guess they were trying
quick
to say
bows
it was,
and that was it.
Traditional.
Yeah, but Kate drinking during the ceremony was priceless. That was awesome.
Yeah.
She was drinking during Melanie.
What did she drink?
Remember that? The martinis? The guy, she was...
Oh,
yeah. Remembering her wedding?
During Melanie and Philip's wedding. Or maybe it was Vivian and... I'm trying to remember if it was Vivian and Victor's or Philip and Melanie's.
I think it was Vivian and Victor's.
Vivian and Victor's, that's right.
Yeah.
That's right. But you know, another thing, back to Taylor for a second. Like I said a few weeks ago, it's pretty bad when the little kids have to be the ones to pimp your character. They started out with Theo. And did you notice at the wedding at some point, maybe somebody already brought this up, but the how John, was it Johnny and Theo or Johnny? I think it was Johnny and Theo said how pretty she was. Who's that pretty lady? Or Johnny
yes,
said
did.
Something like, who's that pretty lady? Or I don't know. Like, oh. I mean,
well,
that was cute.
Pretty. I'll give her that.
She's
that
pretty.
Was cute. Yeah, and she is pretty.
Talia is a beautiful woman, but she's
she
just,
is.
There's just, I mean, you forget about it. Almost the minute she opens her mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's a shame.
I do.
It's a shame because she is pretty and she's probably a very nice person, but I don't know.
Yeah, but now they have the kids now pipping Chad. Did you notice that?
Yeah. I'm rooting for Chad. I know you hate this, but I'm rooting for Chad.
They can pimp Chad all they want. If they think the viewers are going to forget the brother he's supposed to be replacing, they're mistaken.
Well, they have
to
bring
in Chad. That's the only thing I don't like, that they have to replace them.
But
if Tony was there with Chad, yeah, that's fine.
Yeah,
I mean,
but it's blatant that they're using him to replace the one they fired. And they wanted someone.
Well, there's no way those two.
And it's hard.
But I don't want to hold, I'm not holding it against the kid that, you know, I mean, I'm,
yeah.
I want Tony there just as badly as anybody else.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you can never have too many Demiras, in my opinion.
Of course, you know, they noticed they, before, like, well, before they were mentioning him, now they don't mention him at all. They didn't mention him at all.
No, not much at all. Since Chad's the reason, they don't mention Tony at all.
No.
But, I mean, they have
and
to bring in new generations. I mean, think about EJ was, you know, at one point, EJ was the Chad. I mean, not to compare the two, because EJ, or James,
he was
great actor. The other kid's still young and everything. But, you know, I just.
Yeah, but neither Tony or Andre were dead at the time on purpose.
Yeah, and there was such great chemistry between Stefano, EJ, and Tony.
Producer,
I mean, there's really no
comparison. A new character.
But I guess what I'm saying is they have to keep bringing in new Demiras because it's to keep the, you know, let, you know. The
thing is, why do they get, my question is, like, yeah, that's great,
why
do they get rid of the old ones?
Well, they should
why
bring
are they bringing in new, if they need new Demiras, then give the Demiras on, give the Demiras who is the generation, EJ's generation more kids, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They could have given Tony kids. They could have made Chad his kid. Why are they making him Stefano's kid? That doesn't make any sense. They didn't have to make Chad Stefano's kid.
Right, no, I could have
They could have brought on another Demira. They could have there's so many ways they could bring on Demiras without making him. I mean, it's just a slap in the face.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Just, that's the way it feels. And I like the actor, and it's fun to see EJ have a brother again and have a little bit of sibling rivalry.
Yeah.
But it doesn't. I mean, it's not. It's a pale imitation. It really is.
See, and I don't. I guess I'm just not viewing it that. I guess I'm not viewing that as that they're trying to. I mean, there's no way they can ever replace Tony, in my opinion. There's no way. So,
well,
yeah, I'm not even.
For me, it's hard because I watched Riley do exactly the same thing with
Christmas
for
years. Yeah, you have a lot more history than
and
I
it
do,
makes me mad because that's what the reason. It's obvious, you know. It's so yeah. Sorry.
Oh no, they were flat out trying to fill. I say not replace Tony, but fill the void. I mean, you know, that's why he's there because Stefano and EJ getting along and playing together is boring. Because if Tony was there,
you
Tony
need
was,
the, right. You need the moral compass there. Yeah,
that's true.
Yeah.
Good point. Yeah.
Is Chad going to be the moral compass? Well, he's the youngest,
think.
Though.
But he's
Tony
the youngest.
His,
but, yeah.
Thing,
he,
with
and he just doesn't have the stature to be in the middle between them. And he's not. I'm sorry. I just don't see the. I mean, he's 15 years younger than EJ.
Yeah.
That's going to be laughable.
Yeah.
Well,
I mean,
but then again, you could look at it that there's that same age difference between Stefano.
He's going to come off as he's not going to come off as a true rival. He's going to come off as being pathetic. If that's what they're planning on doing.
Yeah. Oh, I think so. I think Chad's going to find out what they're up to, and he's going to try to, you know, morally judge them. But no one does that better than Tony. You know?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he made EJ squirm back in the day. Oh,
yeah. Yeah, and Chad is only making EJ laugh hilariously.
Made Nicole squirm, too.
And I laugh with him.
Yeah,
and it shouldn't be that way.
Yeah.
Let's face it, we miss Deo. We want him back on the show, and he would be such a joy to have back on there, for sure.
Well, with the way they're writing it, I don't know. But,
well, he could turn it into something. I mean,
well, he could.
Unless things change with writing and producing, I doubt he'll be back.
I just worry about what Dina would try and do to the character.
Yeah. Well. Yeah. I think with her there and Tomlin, there's no chance.
I know, but
it can't be any worse than being dead by chunk of wood. I mean, I mean, it can only be uphill from here.
Don't tempt her, darling. Don't.
Mm-hmm.
That's
yeah,
not what
right,
killed him.
Right.
That's not what killed him. It was a heart attack by Nicole. That's what.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, the only other thing that really happened this week, because I had a hard time thinking of stuff, was Bope. Bo got his job back, of course, after being suspended for the 10 millionth time for breaking the law.
That I had a hard time with.
Yeah, and then and Hope's pretending like she's okay without being on the force, and she's running around in her apron, and they were kissing, but she refused to have sex with him, which I think is a good thing. Because
yeah.
She has she hasn't gotten all the cooties out of the house yet.
But, she needs to get she needs to hire Stefano's cleaning lady that got rid of all the evidence of the whole Daniel Kate escapade at the hotel with the, you know, remember how he came in afterwards and got rid of every piece of DNA evidence possible in the hotel room where Kate had Daniel, was holding Daniel hostage. He needs to hire that person. They need to hire that lady to get rid of all the Carly germs.
Oh, yeah, I didn't think of that. Yeah, that's a good idea. Yeah, and the thing is, there are big plans after she was phrased to go bowling. I'm like, really? And it didn't happen, and they ended up with Ciara and everything, and that was cute. But you could tell already Hope's hiding a secret, and she doesn't want to be a housewife. I mean, it's like already she's hiding something from him.
Yeah.
Pretending she wants to be a housewife.
I'm just like,
so what's next
I like
for Hope?
This, but I don't, I have to wonder if they're actually going to write this. It would be so amazing if they did, because so far they've given them nothing but stories about them being teenagers. And to have her actually worried about whether she should go back to work or not would be such
right.
a nice pitch.
It, yeah, that's what it seems like. That this, her next storyline is that she goes through a midlife crisis, does not know what to do with her life. So she's always been a mother and a cop. She hasn't done anything else.
I can hear countless jokes about how she ought to be dressing up at night and going out. But.
So, yeah, so she is going to be, I mean, you know, and I've been through that in my own life, too. I'm like, what the hell am I going to do with my life? You know what I mean? I mean, and it is a scary thing, you know, not knowing, you know, what you're doing next and, you know, what, should you just settle for a job or should you go for a career? I mean, it is a difficult thing. It is a normal thing, too. It'd be nice to have Beau and Hope in a normal storyline someone could relate to, but, you know, of course they'll fuck it up, so...
So
that was the only other thing that really happened was this week was Bo kind of, you know, got a little closer. So, but yeah, basically, yeah, everything was pretty much dominated by EJ, the Jolie wedding and the Chloe, and that was pretty much the whole week when nothing else happened. Well, then Vivian made an appearance for one episode, and she was freaking hilarious. And of course, they cut up her scenes into little bits, but she was hilarious, making Philip on to take on Brady. That was fantastic.
Yeah.
Well,
go ahead.
Well, some of the spoilers coming out was like, Victor is determined to find a way to destroy Brady. I mean, I can understand him being ticked off about the whole thing, but that's his grandson. You know, family is everything to Victor and to Stefano. You know, and of course, they're not about killing their own children. We know that. So, or putting them in a hole for 6 months or whatever. But
well, this is a man who set up an elevator to murder his son. So I don't find that out of character at all.
He tried to kill Bo,
let alone a company.
What I kind of worry about, though, is that there's, you know how there for a while, there, all the spoilers said there so-and-so has an electric moment or so-and-so makes love and we knew it was just a romp on the couch with somebody they hardly knew kind of thing. Well, this next week we have two of them. Let's see. Abby walks in on Daniel and Jennifer, and Nicole walks in on EJ and Taylor. I'm like, oh, boy. Can we get any more suspense than that? Suspenseful than that?
Why the hell would Taylor be walking in on Nicole and EJ? She's living with Abe and Lexi.
Well, she's moving in. She and her mother. I'm glad they're bringing back Faye because I like Faye. But
Like Faye.
Why would
they're moving in the Damara mansion?
Why on earth would Nicole, as insecure as she is, knowing that her sister and EJ have this mad, crazy chemistry that everyone can see? Why on earth would she allow that to happen? But apparently she's going to let them move in, so I don't know. Now, I know if that does happen, if that spoiler is true, I think it will be fun to see Faye and Kate in the same house, and it'll be.
Well,
kinda,
I was going
to
say that should be amusing.
Maybe they'll serve dinner to their, you know, say, maybe they'll fight over who can serve dinner or something like that for the old diner days. I don't know, but it would be nice if they actually acknowledge that history and have some conversation. We'll see if that happens, but I don't know.
Yeah.
So unimaginative.
Oh, I just got our interview confirmed.
Okay.
Oh. Yes.
Yay.
Yay. She just sent me a message. Yeah, Friday, 10 p.m. Eastern time, we are interviewing Patsy Peace again.
Yay.
Patsy played Kimberly Brady. And so hopefully you guys can all join us on Friday. And you guys have 5 days to come up with questions. So, yeah, so go ahead and spread the word. I probably won't schedule it.
I know
tomorrow.
A lot of people who are looking forward to that. Yeah.
Patsy's a sweetheart, so.
Yes.
Yeah. But yeah, she just confirmed it.
Yay! That's next Friday, you said, at 10?
Yep, it's Friday, 10 p.m.
It's
Eastern.
Friday. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's coming Friday.
Okay.
Cool deal.
Okay. Anybody have any final thoughts on anything? Can we skip anything?
Think of.
Well, they've got a new writer apparently. I don't know anything about him.
They do?
Yeah.
Yeah, they hired.
The co-writer.
They kind of made me sad because the one thing I was hoping out of Chris Whitesell losing his job is that maybe Tomlin would be following him, but apparently not.
That's what I was hoping.
They hired somebody.
Or Higley anyway.
They hired somebody from All My Children. Who Tomlin used to work with, so obviously Tomlin isn't going anywhere.
Huh.
His name is, let's see here, his name is...
I can find it. I was just reading that today, too.
Christopher Dunn.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, that name sounds familiar, but I don't know.
Yeah, the name sounds familiar, but I don't really know anything else about him.
Hmm. That's interesting.
But
I haven't heard that
somehow
yet.
Other than that, he's worked with Gary Tomlin. That's it.
Hmm.
Yeah, it says Dunn is still writing for All My Children right now, but he'll be done the end of the month. And then he's joining Days on the Breakdown team. He's also written for. Then he's going to be on the Breakdown team, and he's also written for General Hospital, Santa Barbara, Guiding Light, and Sunset Beach. That's probably where
he worked on everything.
Well, that means that Dina's head writer without a co-head writer then.
Oh, great.
She's part of the breakdown.
You know what I find interesting is that Dina obviously cannot get along with anybody.
Yeah.
I mean, look at the number of people she has set packing since she came
down.
She's
totally,
And she's been fired
from
Dave's
got naked pictures on somebody.
I guess it's Tomlin.
She has some leverage somewhere. No, I shouldn't say that.
Yeah, but the thing is, All My Children's writing is crappy, too.
I was going to say, so why not pick from the worst?
This is an upgrade, really.
Bottom fishing should not be the objective here. No, I'm not saying, I don't know anything about Christopher Dunn. He may be great. I was kind of hoping that maybe the Coolitons, they dumped Dina and the Coolitons would take over as head co-writers, but I do enjoy their script, their dialogue, their dialogue. So... Actually, I am happy that they're still around and that, hopefully we'll stay around because that's
being
great.
As much as I like their shows and the, obviously, the history and stuff, being a dialogue writer does not mean you know anything about how to be a head writer. And Dina Higley, there's no more proof of that than her. But she's written, she wrote Miami. She helped write Miami as a script writer. Miami, 1985, Victor, Shane, Kimberly, that storyline is amazing. And she can't, for the life of her, find a story in anything she does.
Yeah.
She can write dialogue, but doesn't mean she can write a story.
Mm-hmm.
And she's proven it over and over and over, and yet she was a fabulous script writer.
Mm-hmm.
She wrote some great stuff.
Yeah.
And she knows, but, I had an argument about this with somebody else. She knows how to write romance. Somebody was complaining, Dina Higley knows nothing about romance. No, she does.
And did she write Cayman? I mean, Cayman was a great story, too. I mean,
She's been around to write romances. She knows about romance.
Mm-hmm.
What she does not know about is how to write a story and make sure it has all the parts, a beginning, middle, and end, and all the stuff that will keep you riveted in the middle.
And true character, too. And true characters.
Well,
yeah,
character-based changed. Yeah.
That's
well,
why I like the Coos.
I don't know how much of that is her and how much of that is Ken Corday, because the link in all of this from the minute his mother died has been Ken Corday. And that's when all the character-driven stories disappeared, when he took over. From 1988 on, the show has just gotten worse and worse when it comes to, there is no, and even in the 90s when people were going on about Riley and how there were character-driven stories, no, there were characters that Riley gave a shit about, and they, their, you know, history was sort of paid attention to, not really, if you ask me, but to some extent they at least got some, but everybody else, you know, they got jerked around constantly, so.
Mm-hmm.
I just see him as the biggest problem.
Mm-hmm.
And he hires the people who look at things the same way as he does. And the minute he gets somebody who gives him any flack, like Ed Scott or Hogan, then they get fired.
Mm-hmm.
This way. My two cents.
Anybody else have any parting thoughts before we go?
I wish I had a closing limerick for you, but.
Aw, we had one last week.
I should have worked on that this week. I'm better in the moment than planning it.
Well, I'm glad you liked mine.
I loved it. That was great. When did that clip appear in the mags?
I don't even remember.
Oh, that was cool. I loved that.
Well, I think it's before he came back, so it was probably 2006, 2007.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, but the timetable was gone until he came back, so whatever, late 2005 to, you know, summer of 2007, yeah, somewhere around there. But, yeah. So don't write limericks. I'm telling people don't do it, because you'll be thinking in limericks the rest of the day. You'll just be walking around with rhyme and stuff.
Oh.
And you is addictive, so don't quit. Oh God. So yeah.
Well.
Yep. So it's up to you guys if you want to. We'll talk about next week. You guys want a whole another show or not next Saturday? Since we're doing Patsy on Friday, it's up to you. If you guys want to take a night off, it's fine with me. But
I'm game. Well,
Is there anything coming up on the show that's interesting?
Oh,
I'm fine.
Mm-hmm.
I'll do both.
Yeah, I can do it. Okay.
All right,
we'll do both then.
We hate it, but we love it.
We're
gluttons for punishment.
It's nice to be able to get out my frustration.
Yes, I've seen people retweet the interview announcement. Everybody's like, you got to listen to these girls bitch about the show. That's what people are saying on Twitter about us. What are we going to bitch about this week? It's so funny.
We're the only show that the ratings go down when the show's actually good.
Yeah, and our ratings go up. Yes. Since the ratings were really bad the last couple of weeks,
Yeah, I know. They've gone down 2 weeks in a row. I'll be curious to see what happens this week.
Yeah.
There was no snowstorm. So.
There was a snowstorm because my son's had a 2-hour delay this week, so the rain should go up.
I don't know. Sometimes, you know, people's knitting projects might take precedence over some of these things, these shows, because some of the episodes are a little rough.
Yeah, this week was bad. I mean, they screwed up a wedding.
I'm happy to have Kate and Stefano on. That's my saving grace, is at least they've had some screen time. And it's nice that they throw in little touches here and there. And, like, Stefano puts his hand on her knee at the wedding, and she puts her hand on his hand. I mean, you know, the little things that they throw in there. I mean, we don't ask for much. You know, romance, those little things that, you know, It's like, give us some of that, you know, so at least the actors know what to do. Yeah. Anyway.
Well, that was good. I have to say I enjoyed EJ going to Kate and convincing her to call Lucas to get Allie out of there. That scene, I love that scene.
Loved it.
Yeah, that made sense.
Glad you mentioned that, because that was a great scene.
That was probably the best acting out of James Scott all week. That was great.
Yeah. And then Kate just...
He probably wishes he was getting more of that.
Yeah, Kate should have questioned why a little bit more.
Yeah, there was a lot of...
She should have.
Yeah, it's her granddaughter.
Really
she should know...
Well, she should have, but she knows the two of them well enough to know that something is going on and at least he's trying to help.
Yeah.
So I could see a little bit why she did it. After the breakup with Stefano and all of that happened.
Yeah.
So, just to some degree. It would have been better. It would have been a much more interesting scene if they, you know, made it last longer by having her do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it could have been dragged out a little bit more.
The favorite scene I don't get. And she just misses so many opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
For things that would be so cool to see. And they're all sitting there right in front of her face.
Okay, well, I'm ready to call tonight. You guys ready?
All right.
Okay.
Yeah. Fun, girl.
Okay.
Everybody in the chat room.
Thanks for the great participation
there.
Yeah, thanks to Anna, Marianne, and Madeline. You guys were awesome.
Okay. It was fun.
We'll see you
Friday. Okay.
Friday, 10 p.m. Eastern Patsy Peace.
All right.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
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 Bye.